Oh, who doesn't miss Jimmy? Mr. Morrison. This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3. Thanks for sticking around. We've got a little bit of time left to share with you. Right now, Jop is running down to the street trying to find our Name the Pig winner, Sean Hickey. He's lost in Grand Rapids. I think there's a movie coming out. But Sean's trying to get up into the building, and we're in lockdown mode up here. It's pretty tough. It's like the Pentagon to get into this place. So the poor guy's stuck up. He's probably going to pull out a crowbar and pry the door open, but we'll have him call in, because by the time these antique elevators get down there, you know, he'll have a birthday.
And that's exactly what he's doing. I just got a hold of him. He's going to be calling us. So that's great.
Yeah. So lots of good stuff. But remember, we're taking calls right now on Mother's Day. 1-800-785-107.3. That's 800-785-107.3. You can even post your question on Facebook. Okay, if you want to hit us at the Grillin' Guys on Facebook, do that. Make sure you friend our page. We've got a few hundred people on there now, and we get a lot of really cool comments. But you can also check me out on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy on Twitter. If you want to follow where Crazy Barbecue Bob's running around the country, slopping sauce all over the place, and keeping Rob Russell on track, you can do that on Twitter at Grillin' Guy. And you can check out our website at thegrillinguys.com. There's lots of recipes on there. People from all around the country are now using our website to get recipes. We got so many on there.
Yeah, it's fun because we're getting listeners from all over the country now with our streaming that goes on there. Bob, you found some deals at D&W this week, didn't you?
Nice.
On some strip steaks, I think.
Yeah, New York strips were buy one, get one free at the one in Cascade. I don't know if all of them were that way, but I use that store a bunch, and it's just a nice store.
Yeah, and they're good quality meat. And
you know what I like about that store?
What's that?
They have this sweet sushi bar. And they have people in there every morning, like, rolling up sushi, and they're cutting up fresh fish, and D&W's got it going on. That's a rocking store, but I can eat a whole package of that sushi myself. It's not like tofu. It's real man's food. It's got meat in it.
Okay, I get it. I'm never going to live that down. If you're just tuning in, this is 107.3 WBBL, a man's grilling show.
That's
tofu
right.
Will never come across my grill, ever.
Oh, there was even tofu in my rap there. Did
right,
you see
yeah,
that?
I heard it. Okay, enough with the rap. You know, another thing, like we all said, Bob and I are trying to cut a little poundage here, and one of my favorite things on the grill is asparagus, and we're coming up on fresh asparagus season here. Anytime it's going to be popping up, and you get up north around Hart and Shelby, up in that area, you can get it pretty much anywhere, but up there, they really grow it commercially.
That's right.
And you can get some just fantastic.
I think they have, like, the largest production in the world right up there.
Right.
And it's $1.88 at D&W right now.
Yeah.
Another deal.
Yep. And if you wait, you know, you need it now because it, what do you do with your asparagus, Bob?
It's really simple. I used to use butter and salt and pepper and garlic. Now, I'm doing, like, I hate to sound so simple, but what makes a phenomenal asparagus is the same old thing. This is the cheapest Italian dressing in the world. Soak it on the counter for 5-6 hours.
Right.
You'll drive people crazy. Don't over-grill it. You don't want it limp.
Right. You don't want creamy Italian. You want the oil-based Italian in it.
Yeah, it's really oil and vinegar and
right.
A few Italian spices.
It sears then, and it puts a little caramelization on
that
the outside.
Vinegar really wakes it up.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if you're not used to cooking with Italian dressing, you got to start doing it, because what it'll do for some ugly meat, it'll wake it up, do wonders. Great marinade.
Speaking of ugly meat, we finalized our Name the Pig contest last week, and we chose a winner. A gentleman by the name of Sean Hickey submitted the name Roasty O'Donnell. We got Sean on the line. Sean, are you out there?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Sean, thanks for getting back to me last night. I was sitting in a darn near a blizzard at a lacrosse game when you were texting me.
Well, yeah, I'm glad we got to link up. Definitely wanted to, you know, get a hold of you guys and let you know how happy I was to win the contest. And
So what town do you live in?
I live in Ypsilanti right now, but I'm back and forth between the east side and over here in Grand Rapids.
Okay, cool. Well, let us know when you light over
here for the barbecue. We're getting ready.
Yeah, let us know when you light over here. We're looking at maybe like June 14th, somewhere in there. We have some openings, but
perfect.
Yeah, So, dude, lucky you, man. You wait till you see what we're rolling up with. You're gonna. I hope you have some hungry friends.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be an understatement. I hope you guys are ready to party with my buddies.
Well, we better get our naps before we get out there by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we've got our brewery partners lined up there to bring in some of their products. We're going to have some fantastic meat. You know, I don't want to burst your bubble, but we'll bring Roasty O'Donnell with us, but we're actually not roasting Roasty. We'll be bringing some pork with us for you and your 20 friends because... you know, we are the grilling guys, but we just don't have the heart to you know, cook up our mascot right now. But thanks a lot for helping us name her, and you'll have all the pork you need, baby.
Yeah,
that's good.
we're going to see, you know, exactly how big Roasty can get. And your name was so excellent because if there's one pig you want to cook, it's Rosie, or Roasty.
Yeah.
My thoughts exactly. You know, it just came to me in a dream, and I saw her, and I knew she looked like that little pig. And
nightmare, yeah. I think. That wasn't no dream. That was a nightmare, baby.
Did you look under the covers real quick when you woke up?
Yep. And I was like, there it is.
Yeah, good. Yep. I'm safe. Well, listen.
If I didn't get one thing, I definitely got the barbecue. So.
Yeah, well, that's a cool name, and we like all the participation we've had on Facebook and on the website. But so you better pick that party pad and make sure, like, it's at least something like a Hugh Hefner mansion or something. So when we roll up, you know, we're not feeling all ghetto and stuff.
Oh no! Yeah, we've already started planning it. So we're gonna do our part.
Hey, you know, a van down by the river's fine with us. We're just the grilling guys, and we hang out all kinds of crazy places. But we're planning to make a spectacle. Let's just put it mildly. And I'm pretty sure, like the national news media is going to be tracking it because it's big.
Yeah, we'll call the fire department ahead because we're going to make a little smoke in your backyard. We don't want your neighbors to call 911.
So. That's right.
We're going to have some fun. But, hey, Sean, thanks so much for calling in. We'll see you in a few minutes here. But that was Sean Hickey. He's the winner of our Name the Pig contest. So take care. We'll talk to you in a minute.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Sean. That was Sean Hickey. He named the pig Roasty O'Donnell.
Yeah, perfect.
We had so many good names, though. There were so many second-best runner-up that it was pretty tough to choose. Nancy Pelosi was probably one that was kind of funny but politically incorrect. I can't think of them all now. That one just strikes my mind because it was Keith Ricker, and he's always posting stuff on the website. So, yeah. Anyway... What else you got here, Jop?
Well, I tell you what, we've got some barbecue contests coming up, and then we're going to do a little session of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a male!
Yeah, now you're a male. Here's man law number 39. If a buddy has lint, an eyelash, or any other foreign object in his hair or face, under no circumstances are you permitted to remove it. However, an appropriate hand gesture may be made to make him aware of it. So, there you go. Just like a deer camp, man. If there's something on my face, leave it there.
That's right. You know, I also had a lot of fun with that because, you know, you just make that little motion up to your face. And
yeah.
Somebody's like, what?
There's not even anything there.
Yeah, there's nothing
there. Or you poke like they got a booger hanging out.
Right.
That's
okay.
A better
easy,
one.
Easy, man. Easy. That's pretty crazy. But what do we got coming up in barbecue contests there, Bob?
Oh, dude, there's some awesome contests popping up. We've got June 10th at Sam's Club in Traverse City. We've got July 15th. UP Hog Wild. That's the one in Kingsford that Chris and Mike Peters were at last year that we tried to make it to. That sounds like a lot of fun. And if you've ever been to the UP, if you haven't been to the UP, that would be a great excuse to go. And I know a lot of you Flatlanders down here have never been over to Bridge, eh? So about time you get up there.
Bob, you grew up there, didn't you?
No, just my summers. But most of my family's from up there.
Yeah. Exactly.
My egg was hatched down here. My brothers and sisters were all born up there. I was the unfortunate one to be born in Lansing, Michigan. But July 22nd and 23rd, oh, that's big time right there, the 13th annual Taste of Grand Rapids.
Barbecue competition.
It is the Taste of Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Okay. And then August 26th and 27th, Monroe County Jam and River Raisin Rib Off. So we got the... I'm out, man.
You know, we had a busy day. It was a big day. Lots of callers, lots of great stuff. I want to shout out again to our boy Sam Barnes from Dallas Deli, man. He filled the studio with great barbecue today. He's a Michigan-made man. He's down there running a little shop on 3660 Byron Center Southwest. He's just got it going on.
I need a nap.
Yeah, we had some great barbecue. But we're going to close the show with one of my favorite summertime bands. It's a guy named Don Middlebrook. We had Denny Middleton on last time, but it's Don Middlebrook, and he has a band called the Pearl Divers. And I tell you what, they're going to close with a little Fire and Rain. We've got a little rainy Saturday here. Put some fire on the grill. Make it a great day. Get out in your backyard and create some grill envy.
That's right. Smoke it up. This is The Grilling Guys. We're going to say adios. We'll see you next week with a mitt full.